You've just clicked into the Get Your Money Right podcast, the podcast where not only do we want you to get your money, we want you to get your money right. Today is episode number 9, When It Rains, It Pours. But there's always good news. Let's get it.
We're talking about money.
What's the good news, people? Welcome to the Get Your Money Right podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about money like it's everybody's business, because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And joining you in this conversation today is me, myself, your host, the Money Misfit, Jamar Dupas. And this is a different type of personal finance podcast. If this is your first time listening in, I want to welcome you. But this is one of those shows where we talk about real life and money, right? We talk about how money relates to raising families, having careers, going through life, through many life's many transitions, and more importantly, holding on to those ambitions and dreams, and how we can take our regular incomes and our regular careers and make them extraordinary tools for us to live the life that we've always wanted to live and do the things that we want to do. So that's what we like to talk about here on this show. And today, this episode is going to be quite short, especially compared to my last several episodes. Today's been a busy week. For those of you who don't know, I live in Houston, Texas. And we had quite a week, because we had a ton of rain drop down in our area and around our area. Somewhere about 250 billion gallons of water or something like that, one of these weathermen said. But, you know, take what the weathermen say with a grain of salt, because that's like the only profession that I know of that, like, you can be completely wrong and you still get to keep your job. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, so we've had a ton of water dropped in our area. So with the ton of water dropped in our area means a ton of flooding. And so a lot of people had to suffer through it. Really, the whole city had to go through it. But a lot of people had a ton of water enter their homes, flood their cars, just kind of interrupt life, which is always a difficult thing, especially when life itself is tough to kind of get through. Without the bumps and bruises. Well, actually, nobody gets through without the bumps and bruises, but it's been a really busy, trying week for the entire city of Houston. So my prayers go out to all the families and all the individuals that have to go through this. And also want to say thank you to everybody who was able to contribute and help out the many displaced families, because we also got to see a ton of people step up and contribute as an entire city. And that's one of the reasons why you want to get your money right, because it's times like this where not only may things happen to you, but they may happen to people that are close to you or people in your area. And to be able to assist and help out is an amazing thing. So people need to see it, right? People need to see that other people out there care, because I don't think we really get to see that as much as we should. But I know a ton of people out there care, but a lot of times you just can't, because we're so tied up in our own finances and our own lives. But shout out to everybody that was able to get out and help. And shout out to the Houston Fire Department and all the other first responders and police officers and stuff in the city that got out there and waded through the water and swam to work and all that good stuff. There was a bit of controversy in the news about how the fire department and the other first responders would not respond to black neighborhoods. And let me address that, because I can, because I work for the fire department, and say that that is complete nonsense. We don't screen for color when people dial 911. That's not how it works. First responders and rescuers, they are real people too. We don't fall out of the sky. It took me several hours just to get to work. I left my house at 5:30 in the morning. I got to my station at about 10. And that's with me leaving my car behind a few blocks away to get to my station. And mind you, I live 15 to 20 minutes away from my station. So 5:30 in the morning to 10 a.m. That's how long it took me to get there. So it was a wet day. It was a tough day for everybody. There's a lot of people that need to be rescued, a lot of people that got trapped. And then for some reason, a lot of people setting their cars on fire. We had a couple house fires. So it took me a few days to recover after work from that day because we had a lot of shenanigans going on along with that. And I talked about this before. And this is not going to be one of those shows where I'm warning everybody about being prepared and having insurances and stuff like that. But when you don't have insurance and when you're not prepared, you do things like set your car on fire because you don't know what else to do because you don't have insurance and your car is flooded. Well, just because your car set on fire doesn't mean insurance is going to cover it. So to all those people who did that, it doesn't help your situation. But that's not y'all listening to the show. But I just want to kind of get that off of my chest because I don't get offended. But I just thought that people needed to hear that, especially with all the stuff going around about how the city of Houston and the first responders have dropped the ball on helping the people that needed help the most. And just for clarification, we help those who need the help most first. So those people who are on life support, those people who are elderly, those people who cannot breathe, those people who are dying gets responded to first. Those able-bodied people who can get themselves up and swim and things like that, we have to get to them when we can get to them. But it's those who can't help themselves that get help first. And to be quite frank with you, we have millions and millions of people in the city of Houston, and there may be 1,000 of us at work in any given day. So you do the math on that, and then hopefully that'll light a fire up under you for everybody listening to this to make sure you're just prepared, right? Because, look, life happens. I've said this a million times on this show, and that's really what this show is about, is being prepared for life, right? That's why you want to get your money right, because when things like this happen, you have recourse, right? You don't have to have a detailed game plan, but these things don't interrupt you so badly. There's a lot of people that have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to lean to. They have no idea what they're going to do. And if you've ever been in a situation where you have nothing left and no game plan and no resources, it's extremely scary. Right. And that's just not what I want for people in general. And I definitely don't want that for you that's listening to the show. And I definitely don't want that for my family. Right. So just be prepared, guys. You know, even if you're renting, renter's insurance is important. If you got a house, flood insurance, homeowner's insurance, make sure your car insurance covers things like this, because it's difficult enough to deal with not being able to sleep in your bed. But then you got to find another bed to go sleep in, and it's probably not going to be yours. So that's all I want to say about that. So again, prayers go out to all those people affected, and thank you for everybody who got out there and helped others, man, because that's what it's really all about. And so today's episode is not going to be all bad news, right? Because you know me, I like my good news. And the good news is it stopped raining for the moment. The water's gone down. The sun is shining. And we have hope. We have faith. It's easy to have faith when things are doing good. But it's these moments that allow you to practice your faith, right? It allows you to practice going through those hard times. Because no matter how much you prepare, you cannot avoid these situations, right? And so the good news is we do get to go through them. We do get to grow through them. And we, for the most part, come out on the other side. We have a few bumps and bruises, but being better off than you were before you went in is the goal when you're going through these hard times. So with that being said, let's move on to announcements. I know some of y'all thinking like, man, you've already been talking for like 10 minutes. Now you got some announcements. But I do, because I know some of you go onto the site and you notice how the site is down, or not really down, but we're kind of in a maintenance mode. We're doing a makeover, right? Because got some feedback. The site was pretty basic, which is fine. I want to keep things basic and simple. But the site was kind of dark, so we're getting a little makeover. We're going to lighten it up a little bit. And what we want to do is make it more user-friendly, more helpful to you. So when you go there, you'll be able to find the show notes easier, and you'll be able to kind of navigate around a little bit easier and get more information and start your education process. Because I know a lot of times I talk pretty fast, and it's difficult to go back and listen to the podcast over and over sometimes. But one of the reasons why I did the podcast is so that you can listen to it over when you're doing other things, when you're washing dishes, when you're cutting the grass, when you're on your way to work. That's the power of having a podcast, is I can be with you. We can talk about it. You can hear it. But the website is going to take it up to another level, because we're going to create a membership site to where we're going to have courses and classes that's going to be there. So you'll be able to go on there, create your own account, and be able to go back and reference things. I'm going to have activities and worksheets and all that type of stuff coming up in the future. Of course, many of you who've been listening to the show know that I'm studying for a promotional exam. So some of that stuff is going to be on hold. But as soon as that's over, as soon as I take that test, we're going to hit this thing full on. And I'll be looking for a couple of families who want to kind of help me get in there and beta test this thing and work one-on-one and help you get your money right. And we're going to, me and my wife are going to share what we do, how much we make, how we spend this and how we spend on that, and our exact tools of how we do everything. So be on the lookout for that. So anybody, any couples, any families think you may be interested in that, let me know. And then when the site goes back live, make sure you get on there and register and get you an account. And that's how I'll know who I'll need to reach out to, and we'll go from there. But there's a course that I've been working on, and it's going to be available to you. And the whole game plan of this initial course is to completely change the way you think about money, right? I want to completely break through all the nonsense that we've gotten from banks and broke people for over the several years, and get you thinking about your money on your own terms and really understand it. We talked about this before. Not only do we want you to get your money, we want you to get your money, truly understand it. So that's what the first course is going to be about. It's going to completely just break through all that other stuff and help you get to the point to where money is not a mystery anymore, and it's not a stressor anymore. But now he's like, okay, now I see what I'm supposed to be doing here. Now I'm seeing, because that clarity is power, right? We've talked about that before. So I'm super excited about that. So be on the lookout for that. That should be available to you pretty soon. It won't be perfect when I open it back up. When we open it back up, you know, y'all don't clown me too bad. But also understand that, you know, this stuff ain't free. Right. So I hope you guys appreciate it that we're doing this, and we'll figure out how to make some money on this thing one day. But right now, I just kind of want to give, and hopefully we grow together, get rich together, and have some fun together, like I talked about in the inaugural episode. But that being said, that's all I got. But what I want to leave you with today, because it's been such a busy, busy week, and I know everybody's kind of going through their stuff, I still want to give you something that not only inspires you, but completely educates you. Every time you listen to the show, I want you to hear something you've never heard before. I want you to take home some ideas. So what I'm going to do next is share with you a clip from a mentor of mine. It's a recording from a seminar or a talk he gave 20, 30 years ago, right? This particular mentor is no longer with us. Many of you have heard his name before. Many of you have not. His name is Jim Rohn. He's known to be one of America's greatest business philosophers, but not only business, but just life in general. And when you hear this clip, you're going to hear where I get a lot of my influence from, a lot of my philosophies. But this thing is so jam-packed with information, right? And it's only a couple of minutes. It's like 5 to 8 minutes or something like that. But it's so packed with information, you're going to want to listen to it over and over and over, because I listen to it over and over and over. And every time I listen to it, it helps me and I learn something new from it. But really, I'm just going to let you listen to it. So again, here's a clip from Jim Rohn. He's going to talk about the four seasons of life and the four major lessons to learn in life. I hope you enjoy. Take a listen.
For things to change for you, you've got to change. Otherwise, it isn't going to change. In rotation, the next season after fall is what? Winter. Pray tell, how often does winter follow fall? Every year regularly for the last 6,500 that we know of. See, it is not going to change. And whether I'm talking to high school kids or business executives, my message is always the same. And it goes like this. The only way it gets better for you is when you get better. Let me give you the four major lessons in life to learn. Here's four majors. It's good to study the majors. In our weekend seminar, we teach. Some people don't do well because they major in minor things. You've got to be on the lookout. At the end of every week, end of every month, you've got to check, make sure you're not spending major time on minor things. We go through that whole series. Majors and minors. Now, let me give you two phrases before we get to the four majors. This will set it up and you'll see where I'm going. Two key phrases for your notes. Here's the first one. Life and business is like the changing seasons. One of the best ways to describe life, it's like the seasons. Frank Sinatra sings, life is like the seasons. Now here's the second phrase, very important. You cannot change the seasons, but you can change yourself. You can't change the seasons, but you can change yourself. And see, that's how life gets better for you. Not by chance, but by change. Now, here's the four major lessons in life to learn. Number one, learn how to handle the winters. That's lesson one. They come right after falls with regularity. You must learn to handle the nights. They come right after days. You must learn to handle difficulty. It comes right after opportunity. You must learn to handle recessions. They always follow progressions. For the last 6,000. See, it isn't going to change. The lesson you must learn is how to handle it. How do you handle the coming winters and the disappointments and the down times? Well, you can't get rid of January by tearing it off the calendar. But here's what you can do. You can get stronger, you can get wiser, and you can get better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. That's the key. So that's lesson one, learn how to handle the winters. Here's lesson two, learn how to take advantage of the spring. That's the second one. Spring is called opportunity. Opportunity follows difficulty. But here's what you must learn to do. Underline these two words in that key phrase. Take advantage. Underline those two. You must learn to take advantage of the spring. See, just because spring rolls around is no sign you're going to look good come fall. You got to do something with it. In fact, you have to get good at one of two things in life, planting in the spring or begging in the fall. Or get somebody to do it for you. See, those are about the only alternatives. Now, here's what else you must do. Take advantage of the springs quickly, because there's only a few. Just a handful of springs have been handed to each of us. They don't come forever. Life is fairly brief. So you got to read every book you can get your hands on what to do with your springs while they're here. And take advantage, they soon run out. So whatever you're going to do with your life, you got to get at it. Don't just let the springs pass. Here's the third major lesson in life to learn. Learn how to protect your crops all summer. You got to take care of what you start. Sure enough, as soon as you've planted your garden in the spring, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it. And here's the next bit of truth. They will take it unless you prevent it. And that's the third major skill to learn. You've got to learn to prevent the intruder from taking all the good you start. It's one of the challenges. Here's two key phrases under number three. First one, all good will be attacked. On this planet, maybe not the next one we get to, but on this one, all good will be attacked. Every garden will be invaded. Not to think so is naive. And here's the second phrase. All values must be defended. Political values, social values, community values, family values, marriage values, friendship values, business values. Every garden must be tended all summer. Third major lesson. Now here's number four. Fourth major lesson in life to learn. Learn how to reap in the fall without complaint. Learn to reap come harvest time without complaint. Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. And another note, learn to reap in the fall without apology. Without apology if you do well, and without complaint if you don't. That's maturity. So here's one of the key questions of the evening. Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life.
Wow. It's nice to know that any day you want, you can change your whole life. Man, I hope that was helpful for you. That's something that I listen to regularly. And you can probably hear that I'm heavily influenced by these words. Because it's amazing to me how life can be summed up in God's own creations of the seasons, right? We go through winters. It's cold, it's harsh, nights are longer, but then they're always followed up by spring. It's beautiful, it's full of growth, but springs are short, so you got to take advantage of them. And then summers are hot, so you got to protect what you got, right? And if you didn't plant in the spring, falls are cool, but they're not so cool if you didn't plant and take advantage of the springs, right? And then right after fall, here comes winter again. That's life. And it's amazing how just that right there and understanding those last 8 minutes, you can just get that, can change your whole entire trajectory, can change your legacy, right? So hopefully that was helpful. That's all I got for today. It's been my pleasure to bring that to you. I don't even know if that was legal for me to even do that, but you can find more about him over at jimrome.com. He has, like I said before, he's no longer with us, but his words still stick with us. You want to talk about legacy and inheritance, right? I'll leave a link in the show notes to get to his site, get on his newsletter, buy anything up that you hear by him. It's all going to be good, right? I've not heard anything from him that hasn't been impactful for me because he paints pictures like that in real simple terms that we can understand. And just imagine if we heard these words coming up as children, right? Just imagine if we heard these words coming up in our young adult lives. Well, we're still young, so we could take advantage of it. And like he said, any day of your life, you can change your whole life. So again, hopefully that was helpful. If you like what you hear on this show, please consider leaving us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. We love any feedback you got. You can find us on Facebook. We got a new Facebook page at Get Your Money Right. Of course, our website at yourmoneyright.com should be up here shortly. So keep a lookout for that and I'll blast it out to everybody as well over the social medias. So thank you again for listening. Because remember, I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And this show was aimed to just change that. So let's talk about it. Bring the conversation over to Facebook or the website. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again, and God bless. NPS. 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 I said we're talking about money.